Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. This is really, really weird. You can't see it, but I am sitting in Andrew's seat. He's sitting in my seat. I'm in a completely different room than the rest of the guys because we're going to play Pyramid, and I didn't feel like playing. I felt like making up the game. The great one, Tony Scott, is with us. Hey, Tony,
hey, man.
Can't see me because your back's to me, but... Hey, pal, how you doing?
You in a penalty box or something?
That's how it feels.
They finally got you.
Do you find yourself really thinking about the hot dogs and the orc bacon? Or?
Yeah, I'm really craving an orc dog.
It's nice in there, isn't it?
Is it peaceful?
It's quite, yeah, it's quite nice. There's this a little bit of separation from responsibility.
Is that what I'm called now, responsibility?
So we're going to play Pyramid. And I put together the categories myself. There are 6 categories. You guys have them in front of you. And just to refresh not only your memory, but my memory, how this goes, is you will pick a category, and then you'll be turning off and on your headphones so that you can't hear what your partner is hearing. And then I have 6. Say, for example, it was things that are orange. And one of the things was Donald Trump. And so then you would say, like, he's the former president. He's running against Kamala Harris. Donald Trump. Okay, boom. And then you just go on. And then if you get the 6, you win the category. You'll hear the bell. And there you go. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will read the categories. The categories are Stay Sharp, Origami Mommy, or Are You Just Happy to See Me? Boo, Milk Milk Lemonade, and Moulin Rouge. Okay?
Okay.
So let's make the teams Kevin and Andrew and Tony and Rach, since they're kind of the farthest away from each other with the headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then why don't we have Andrew and Wheels go first?
Okay.
Which one you guys want to do?
What do you want to do?
Let me just say this before we start. I'm sorry, Rachel.
Oh, it's okay. No, this is going to be fun.
You want to give or receive the clues?
I will give.
All right.
So so Wheels, turn yours down all the way.
Yeah, make sure everybody keeps their headphones
Tony
a little bit
Rach
on the lower
turn
side.
Turn your headphones down
so I don't hear anything.
Just to where you can tell what I'm saying so you're in on the fun.
All right.
Okay. Which one did you pick?
Which one do you want, bud?
Let's do the Or Are You Happy to See Me?
Or Are You Just Happy to See Me?
Okay.
Category 3.
Okay, tell me when you're ready, Dave, and I'll hit the timer.
Okay, these are things that you would find in your pocket.
Okay, things you find in your pocket.
Oh,
Wells.
All right.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Anytime. Cell phone.
You would call people on it.
Phone.
Wallet.
Telephone. You keep your money in it.
Money clip, wallet.
Chewing gum.
It tastes good and smells good. Don't swallow it.
Gum?
Yes.
Your keys.
Gum? I was jingling them because I liked the sound.
Yep. Car keys.
A pocket knife.
It is something that you would be very excited to see. It can often have many other tools on it.
Lint. Pocket knife.
Okay, I'm going to give it to him. I think he got it while it was going. The other one was coins.
Coins we did not get to.
Oh, okay.
So you guys got 5 out of 6. Okay.
Boy, I don't know if I've ever played it. This is nerve-wracking.
That went pretty well.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was a good round, yeah.
Now, Tony, do you feel more comfortable if I'm reading you the clues and you guess, or would you rather describe them to me to start out?
It doesn't matter because, you know, we're going to do both eventually, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, whatever.
Okay. So I'll start by taking off my headphones.
Okay.
Okay. So Tony will be giving the clues, and which category do you guys want to do?
You have a preference on the category, Rach?
Which one did you guys just do?
We did the Happy to See Me.
Happy to See Me.
Okay. What about Origami Mommy?
All right.
Okay. Origami Mommy, things that are made out of paper.
Things that are made out of paper.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and hit the timer now.
Money.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Let's
start it over. So you're trying to get her to say the word that
you're
tells
you're doing
you.
What I was doing that last that
okay.
last round.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Money.
What I need to live.
Cash.
Good enough.
Okay.
Good enough. Newspaper.
It comes out every day.
The newspaper.
Yeah.
Cups.
Some people drink water out of them. Some people drink coffee out of them.
Dixie cup, a paper cup.
Close enough. Napkins.
What you use to clean up a mess when you're having dinner.
Napkin. Paper towel.
Envelope.
What I send my bills in.
An envelope.
Tickets.
What I need to get into a concert or a movie.
Ticket.
Yeah!
Woo! Boom!
Got them all.
Dang.
Six out of six.
No pressure.
Somebody over here is like sandbagging us.
Yeah, he pretended not even to know what to say.
Once I warm up, I'm okay.
Those are pretty good clues.
Back to Andrew and Wheel.
Never right. played a game like this before, and
Andrew,
then he breaks
out
his pyramid.
Take your headphones off. What category do you want?
How about boo?
He wants boo.
Boo.
Oh, I can hear somebody.
All right, we'll turn them quieter.
Check, 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 check.
Okay, we're good.
Boo, name these things that scare people.
All right, these are things that scare people.
Cool.
Anytime.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
Spiders.
They're crawly and they live in your car.
Bugs. Spiders.
Darkness.
It's what happens when all the lights go out.
Darkness.
Heights.
Something that's really tall, like looking off the top of a building.
Oh, a giant.
Yeah, but how do you describe...
A scary giant.
What causes the fear?
Vertigo.
Your fear of?
Giants.
Tall stuff.
Giants.
Pass.
Death.
Well, it's what happens when you're no longer with us.
Dying.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Well, the thing... Ah, damn, that was going to be a ghost. What's left after that happens?
Zombies?
Ghosts.
Oh. You are fixated on giants.
Yeah, Andrew is terrified of
heights.
Giants.
Heights.
Oh, yeah, no, that's my worst fear.
I wish I knew that.
I'm more scared of heights than anything in the world.
I wish I would have known that.
I'm like, giants.
Damn it.
I've never been. I'm not scared
of giants.
I'm not.
Scary giants. Tall giants.
Scary giants.
Scary. Yep. I'm going with giants. What else could it be?
And I'm over here doing this. I'm just like,
I'm like, yes, a giant.
So now Rach will give to Tony Scott.
Right. What do you think, Tony? Stay sharp?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
And that is what, Dave?
I have to say, these are pretty good categories, don't you think?
They're
great.
Pretty good.
Stay sharp. These are things that start with S-H sound.
Can I hear that part?
No, she's going to tell you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so these are things that start with S-H. They
start with
a
sh
sound.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Okay, and go.
Sheep.
Okay, ba-ba. They're little fluffy animals with the white.
Sheep.
Yep.
Shoes.
Oh, you wear them on your feet.
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. Ship.
Oh, it's not a boat. It's a...
Ship.
Yep.
Shampoo.
Not conditioner, but...
Shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Shoplifter.
Okay, whenever you take something from a store that you're not supposed to, you didn't pay for it.
Shoplift.
Yes.
Shy.
Oh, you're timid. You're...
Shy.
Oh, yes.
Man, oh, man.
Nice, Tony.
Ringer.
No,
oh, we have so much time left on the timer.
There's a ringer.
Too.
Look at that. This is bragging.
So anyway, giants are very scary. quite intimidating.
This is really, like most people, the first time they play Pyramid, they tank.
Yeah.
So you're doing really well.
Which we weren't going to tell you unless you might have tanked.
Wait till I fail horribly and point that out. Yeah.
Okay.
Now y'all calling me name, like ringer.
So we have two categories left. We have Milk Milk Lemonade and Moulin Rouge.
You can pick, Andrew.
Well, let's do Milk. Milk, milk, lemonade. And what happens around the corner?
I'm glad you knew that one. Not too many people do. These are things found in a fridge.
Okay, things in a fridge.
Things in a fridge, all right. Giants.
Meat.
I eat a lot of it. Hot dogs are in that category.
Sandwiches.
No.
Meats.
Yes.
Eggs.
Chickens lay them and they hatch.
Eggs.
Butter.
It is similar to milk in many ways. It can be used on
orange juice.
A lot of foods to make
cream.
Them also made from cows.
Cream.
No.
Cheese.
No. It's yellow. Sometimes.
Giants.
Butter.
It's butter.
Yeah, you got it on the timer.
We'll give it to him just out of pure feeling
I'm
terrible.
Like,
just mercy.
All right, so the final one is Moulin Rouge. I'm taking off my headphones.
Okay, these are things that are red.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hit the timer now.
Hold on. Things that are red.
Yeah, I did hear that before I turned my
headphones
down. Okay, and now.
That's how you guys
Blood.
Are doing it.
It runs through your veins.
Blood.
Tomato.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Lettuce and...
Tomato.
Roses.
Give them out on Valentine's Day.
Cards, Valentine's cards. Hearts.
Flowers.
Oh, roses.
Mars.
A planet.
Mars.
Fire.
Let's see. When it's really hot, you throw a match on, you throw gasoline on, you get?
Fire.
Lips.
What I'm talking through right now.
Your mouth. What's your lips.
Yep.
Duh.
That's it.
Man.
We have had, I think, the first clean sweep of all time.
Biggest blowout
Definitely
ever.
Definitely the first for a first-time player.
Yeah, that was fun.
I feel like Antonio's I'm on the White team. Sox.
That wasn't even close.
Are there parting gifts or anything?
You get to talk to Andrew about Giants.
Yeah. And butter.
We're going to get to the bottom of my Giants trauma.
And hot dog hamburger thing. Whole thing like that.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, DGS. I'm back in my proper spot now, and Andrew's back in his proper spot. Yeah, that's a whole chill vibe in there.
Yeah.
That's like when you go to a club and you have, like, bottle service.
The downside is that you have to sit in here, and then you watch in there, and everybody's, like, laughing and slapping the table and having a good time, and you're just
usually at your expense.
Yeah.
And I'm on the other side of the glass. I can't hear a single thing, and I'm just, like, pretending to laugh along.
I have seen
all my friends are here too.
Like cast shows like this, I have seen it where the host is in a booth by themselves.
That's just
like there was so you may or may not know the personality from Chicago named Kevin Matthews. Yeah. He's not there anymore, but he did. You know, he had the big morning show for a long time, right? It was him and then Danny Bonaducci on one of the rock stations there. And I was in studio for that once, right out of college, just as like a studio audience member. And he was all by himself in his studio, and then the rest were in a separate studio, and then we guests were kind of off to the side, and then when it was our turn to go in, we were in with the crew, but not with the host.
Wow. Did he stink or something? What
I would think
I don't
that
know,
then,
man. It's just the way he worked.
Say, if I was guesting on somebody's show and I came in and they were in a hermetically sealed room by themselves away from everybody else, I'd be like, this guy is crazy.
So, Tony, I know you love your job now, but over your long, storied career, what was your favorite cast, your favorite vibe, your favorite job?
My favorite job was when I worked on Magic 108, and it was myself and Mark Clark, who went on to become my best friend and godfather to my second daughter, and we had a very good time for a long time. And, although sometimes he would get me in trouble because he said something on the air that I didn't say, but I was told, it's your show. You got control.
You got control.
Freddie Jackson's time was coming to the Ambassador. And I was reading the line. Hey, Freddie Jackson's going to be at the Ambassador Saturday night. He cuts me off. Freddie Jackson? Freddie Jackson's washed up. Nobody wants to see Freddie Jackson.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, I was getting ready. I was going to leave early today, actually, but I guess I won't. So I'm in the men's room, and I'm walking out, and the general manager's coming out of a stall. And he says, hey. I said, yeah, what's up, man? He said, what was that today? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, the Freddie Jackson thing. I said, well, I'm not the one who said that. He goes, that's not the point. Your name's on the show. You need to control him. I was like, well, how am I supposed to do that? I can't read his mind. I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
And he says, I've been on the phone with the promoter like all morning long. I had to give him some free spots and I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. So it was always fun.
Did you ever
tased him one time live on the air?
Did you ever do the thing where you got in trouble on purpose just to get people talking?
Yeah. 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 I one time said, what did I say? I said a bad word.
Mm.
I said the S word.
Yeah.
And because we were talking about free speech. I said, so if I said, my program director, Chuck Atkins at the time, he says, there was a better way to do that,
Like, I know what you're going for.
Yeah, he goes, but see, now we got to give you a couple of days off. And he goes, was it worth the phones blowing up and stuff like that? Because they thought that you were bad. And I said, no, not really. He goes, see, lesson learned. And we just moved on and stuff.
That used to be a whole thing, man. Yeah. Stunting. Yeah. Stephen D.C. Yeah. Every other show they did.
By the way, does the FCC even find people anymore?
Yes.
Or stations, do they?
Yeah. Yeah. If they find out.
I see. Yeah. If somebody reports it.
I mean, because it's kind of hard. Sometimes the argument is, well, you got to understand the context. Well, what is the context for you to say the S word?
Yeah.
Or any other word that's, the seven banned words. What is the context of you saying that that would make it okay, you know?
Like, yeah.
You know, I can say, you know, like penis and things like that if I'm talking in a clinical
I love way. When you say it.
Well, and I appreciate that.
Dave's like, I want to get fined.
We're having you in every Friday to say that.
Why are you winking at me? So it's like, you know, so, you know, but if you say it in, if you're talking about something clinical, then I can do it. Now, having worked in black radio, there was a time where we could say the N-word if we were using it in the context of someone saying it, like at a Save Trump said it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it depends on the program director. Uh-huh. Now, when I went to Dallas, the program director there says we couldn't say that word under any context, any circumstances, but here we could. But I didn't, because I didn't feel comfortable saying that.
Sure.
You know.
How interesting.
Yeah. But I had, like, Mark would say it and stuff like that.
Hold on. I just need to make a note. N-word, no. Penis.
Yes.
Yes.
Context dependent,
yeah. But it was, you know, you live and learn along the way. I still live and learn. I mean, I work by myself now, so I'm controlling myself. And I can say, like, you know, ass and things like that, but... You know, it's different from what you do, and as you guys are doing long form talk.
Yeah.
I'm talking between records.
Right.
Right. And trying to keep it as short as possible because the expectation on a music station is that you play music.
Yes.
Yeah. So I try to keep that in mind as I move through the afternoon.
Which is a real art. I mean, it really truly is. Like,
Shit, I think what you do is an art.
I mean, it's a different set of tools,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like when I hear Shea Bay and like when Jess Live was on, I would go to them and I'd say, you're a goddess. Like, I don't know how you do this. Like, it's just, it's a rhythm and a vibe and a flow that I just don't clearly have.
No. Well, because you've never had to do it. If you have to do it, you'll do it. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it before.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.